Module 1 and the third stage, guilt versus rejection. So here's the scoreboard. Dumpers end the relationship, dumpies have it ended for them. Naturally, the adjustment process differs since dumpers feel more guilt and dumpies feel more rejection. Dumpers start their adjustment process while still in the relationship, but dumpies start adjusting later after the ending of the relationship. For the mutuals, those who jointly decide to end the relationship, the adjustment process is somewhat easier. At this point, let me explain that I'm going to present four key concepts that are very closely intertwined, but also I should point out that it may get confusing at times. We're going to be viewing the two main people in the end of a relationship drama as the dumper or the dumpee, and we will be exploring the nature of the two very strong feelings which accompany the trauma of relationship endings, guilt and rejection. There are different groups of people at this stage in the recovery process. One, those who walk around in shock, lying on the ground, trying to get their emotional wind back. Two, those walking around looking guilty and trying not to look at those on the ground. Three, then there are the others who are walking around holding hands with their former partner. People in the first category, one, on the ground, is the dumpee who was walking the pathway of life when their partner announced they were leaving them and the relationship. Okay, sometimes the dumpee had some warning, and sometimes none at all. But either way, they have a great deal of difficulty accepting the ending of the relationship. People in the second category, two. Now those look guilty and often act very guilty, and those are the dumpers. They had been thinking about leaving the relationship for some time and were always busy trying to get their courage up to do so, but they knew it would hurt their partner. So, naturally, they avoided looking at the dumpees lying on the ground, and because that makes them feel more guilty. Often, they have moved on further along the process than the dumpee and don't have the same intensity of feelings. People in the third category, three, well, finally, the ones holding hands are the mutuals, having jointly decided to end the relationship. However, in my imaginary picture, do you notice how few of them there are? Okay, I hear your question. Why are they ending a relationship if they're such good friends? And the answer is that because they are such good friends, they think of each other and don't wish to be unhappy together in the relationship they have, and they want the relationship to end to the benefit of both of them. So, to summarize, what we're going to be discussing and exploring in this session is dumpers are the partners who leave the relationship, and they often feel considerable guilt. Dumpees are the partners who want to hang on to the relationship, and they often experience feelings of rejection. Of course, it's not really as simple as that, but later we will explore in more detail. But at this stage, I'm giving you a map of what we're going to explore. Nearly everyone who has been a dumpee in some relationship experiences rejection. They become very introspective, continually examining themselves to find what fault within them causes people to reject them. And such a self-examination helps them to see themselves more clearly, and perhaps as a result, they will change the way they relate to people. So in one sense, feeling rejected is helpful. Everyone brings much of their past into a relationship, a past which is often determined the course of events in the relationship itself. Because the relationship has ended, it does not mean that the person's inadequate or inferior, or that there is something wrong with them. Feeling good about yourself is a difficult goal to meet, and so don't feel discouraged if it takes quite a period of time to admit that the responsibility is mutual, and not yours or your partner's alone. You are a worthwhile person, capable of loving and being loved, and you have something special to offer, and that is your own unique individual self. Now, Let's take a look at guilt. If you feel no guilt, you are being harmful to yourself and others, because a sense of guilt is helpful in making decisions about the way we choose to live. Unfortunately, many people experience so much guilt that they become inhibited and controlled, and so the happy balance is just enough guilt to maintain a sense of direction without restricting future options. The dumper feels powerful feelings of guilt in hurting someone they love, or used to love, and so the best solution is to listen to their head, rather than their heart, given that the end of the relationship is, in reality, positive, because the relationship developed into being destructive for both people. Instead of sitting around feeling guilty, those involved need to be able to say, "This is probably the best decision for both of us." One way to resolve guilt is to punish yourself to relieve the guilt. If you see yourself as trying to punish yourself by setting yourself up to experience pain in relationships, maybe you should look at the feelings of guilt from your past, which may be motivating your behavior now in the present. Guilt is usually a result of not living up to some standard of behavior. If the standard is one you've freely chosen for yourself, and it is a possible one, it is probably healthy to feel some guilt about falling short. But if the standard is someone else's or society's, and not one you've adopted for your own, then guilt feelings are not productive. So, time to give yourself a break, as it is tough enough to live up to your own standards, and you can't please everyone. But, you tell me, staying in loving relationships is one of my standards. I feel guilty because I didn't make the relationship work, so I failed to meet one of my own standards. I realize and understand the feeling. What I hope for you is that you can come to accept your own humanness. Nobody is perfect, so maybe you should take a look at that guilt and consider a more useful response to the situation. Try this one. My partner and I aren't able to make our relationship meet our needs and provide us happiness. It appears that, somehow or another, we didn't learn enough about interacting with another person in a committed, loving relationship. One person in one of my seminars responded at this point to what I had said, and shared how that they remembered whilst at school taking a test that they hadn't fully prepared for. They did badly on the test at the time, but didn't fail the whole course. As an adult, we can feel guilty because a relationship didn't work. Maybe we can learn from the experience, so we can do better next time. We may even help our ex-partner to learn something positive about themselves for the future. I want at this stage to compare appropriate guilt to the large reservoir of guilt that seems to be free-floating within our feelings and personalities. Appropriate guilt is when we do something wrong or do something to hurt somebody, and we feel badly about it. When a relationship ends, it is very appropriate for us to feel bad about hurting somebody, or, for that matter, hurting ourselves. So here, appropriate guilt is a process we move through. However, many of us have long-standing guilt, usually from childhood, and there is a large reservoir of guilty feelings waiting to be released. Some event will come along and tap into this reservoir of guilt. Then, we will suddenly feel so guilty that we feel anxious, afraid, and fearful. The guilt grows to become overwhelming because it does not appear attached or related to anything around us. It just feels huge in both our mind and our heart. If we have this sort of free-floating guilt within us, we may need help in counseling to cut down and remove the guilt so that we can get it under control, or make sure that we do not project such feelings again into our future life. Acceptance is an important aspect of dealing with rejection and guilt. In my seminars over the years, the emotional atmosphere is that of accepting one's own feelings and a feeling of emotional support. And so being with people going through the similar processes makes us feel accepted. So, if you can now find warmth, supportive, accepting friends, you will be able to heal feelings of rejection. Rejection and guilt are also closely tied to feelings of self-worth and self-love, which we will be discussing and exploring later in our work together. Our aim is to improve our feelings of self-worth and self-love, so in the future you will be less devastated by rejection. At this stage, you may not know if you are a dumper or a dumpee. First of all, it may be a concept that you might not have thought about. Second, the roles may switch back and forth. Well, language is a clue to whether you are a dumper or a dumpee, for when I am talking to a seminar group, I can frequently identify someone as a dumper or dumpee just by the questions she or he asks. How? Well, dumper vocabulary goes something like this. I need some time and space to get my head straight. I need to be out of this relationship in order to get that time and that space. I care for you, but don't love you enough to live with you. I feel bad about hurting you, but there is nothing I can do about it. That because staying with you would also hurt me. Can we be friends? Dumpy vocabulary in the seminar goes like this. Please don't leave me. Why don't you love me? Tell me what is wrong with me and I will change. There must be something wrong with me, and I don't know what it is. Please tell me, what did I do wrong? I thought we had a good relationship, and I don't see why you want to leave. Please, please give me some more time before you leave. I know you want to be friends, but I love you. Please, don't leave me. The dumper may reply, I've been trying for a long time to tell you that I was unhappy in the relationship and that we needed to change. You just wouldn't listen. I've tried everything. I don't have any more time. You keep hanging on to me, and I just want us to be friends. Dumpees, at this point, are likely to be hurt and to cry. They become introspective and try to understand what went wrong. Why am I unlovable? And why did our relationship have to end? Often there is a denial of feelings while the dumpee gains time to recover from the shock. The emotional pain is great for the dumpee at this particular point in time. The vocabulary seems universal. Almost all dumpers and dumpees use the same words. The problem of timing is evident. The dumper claims to have been trying for months and years to do something about the problem, and during much of that time was thinking about leaving. The dumpee has not heard this dissatisfaction, perhaps because he or she has started using denial long before the dumper actually left. But when the dumper makes the announcement, the dumpee really starts denying and refusing to believe that there is anything wrong. We had such a good relationship. Notice the difference in priorities. The dumper wants to work on personal growth, and the dumpee wants to work on the relationship. The dumpee is angry, and the dumpee does not express these angry emotions, because the relationship ending is still in its early stages. During this period, the dumper is feeling much guilt, acting super nice, and wants to give the dumpee anything. The dumpee is feeling rejected, willing to give the dumper anything. The dumpee is feeling rejected, anxious for the dumper to come back, and afraid to express anger for fear it will drive the dumper even further away. Eventually, anger replaces the feeling of guilt in the dumper and the feelings of rejection in the dumpee, and at this stage the relationship ending period, which we call the honeymoon period, is over. This phase often begins around 3 months after separation, but the timing may vary. Good court settlements are often negotiated because dumpers feel so guilty they will give up everything, while dumpees will settle for anything in the hope of getting the dumper back. Within this basic structure, there are two other elements to consider. The good dumper is a person who has tried to work on the relationship in order to make it last. A good dumper will be willing to make changes, invest emotionally in trying to change, and enter relationship counselling, but has finally realised that the relationship was destructive to both people, and that it is better to end an unhealthy relationship than to continue to destroy each other. This person has the courage and the strength to end the relationship, and it often takes a great deal of courage and strength to do so. Then there are the bad dumpers, who are similar to, well, runaway children. They believe the grass is greener on the other side, and all that is needed for happiness is to get out of the relationship. There is often another relationship waiting in the wings. The bad dumper avoids dealing with feelings and avoids looking inside at attitudes that might need to be changed. Bad dumpers often leave quickly without even a goodbye or explanation of their intent to end the relationship. Good dumpees are open, honest, willing to work on the relationship and willing to go for counselling. They seldom have had an affair and have lightly worked on communicating. However, there are no innocent victims in the sense that they too have done things to hurt the relationship. They are basically at the wrong time and place when the internal explosion and the need to be out of the relationship takes place in the dumper. Bad dumpees, well, they're people who want out of the relationship but do not have the courage and strength to be the dumper. They make it miserable for the other person, who is then forced into being the dumper. There are few of us who fit perfectly into these four categories. Most people are a combination of both good and bad dumpers or dumpees. Another important series of elements in the dumper-dumpee relationship is the pain cycle. The dumper is not hurting as much when the relationship ends, but the dumpee's pain is great and motivates rapid growth and adjustment. When the dumpee is reaching a good emotional adjustment, the dumper frequently comes back and begins talking about reconciliation. This really blows the dumpee away. Gordon exclaimed, "I devoted all of my emotional energy to learning to accept the ending of the relationship, and I'd given up completely the hope that John would come back. And then he called me." There are many different ways to interpret this phenomenon. Perhaps the dumper, in contrast to the sense of euphoria when they first left, has found it so scary out there in the single world, and that the security of the old relationship now looks too good to be true. Another interpretation is illustrated by dumpy anger. "He made me the dumpy. Now he wants to make me the dumper, to share the guilt." Perhaps the best explanation comes from observing that the dumper comes back around the time the dumpee is making it successfully in terms of rebuilding their future life. So, maybe when John no longer felt the guilt and responsibility of having Gordon cling with dependency to him, he felt free to come back into the more equal relationship. The typical dumpee reaction is not to take the dumper back. Dumpees find that they can make it on their own, that being single has advantages, and that it feels good to experience the personal growth that has been unfolding during this period of separation for them. If you get a dumpy to talk long enough, you will learn what was wrong with the relationship. It is only during the first period of denial that the dumpy maintains that there was nothing wrong with the relationship. For example, "Now I can see what was really happening all those years. Besides, I don't see that much change and personal growth in John. So, why should I want him and the old relationship back?" At this point, the dumper usually gets dumped. I hope that this discussion of dumpers and dumpees will enable you to see that feelings of guilt and rejection are part of the process. Intellectual understanding is often the first step of awareness that leads to emotional understanding. Feelings of guilt and rejection are normal and typical during the ending of a relationship. In fact, you may have been experiencing these feelings before. But the ending of a relationship tends to magnify and emphasize feelings, so you can be more aware of them, and thereby learn to deal with them more effectively. Take some time now to consider the different perspectives partners get of what happened during the ending of the relationship. Our checklist, before we actually begin our next one-on-one session, is as follows. 1. I am no longer overwhelmed by feelings of guilt and/or rejection. 2. I can accept that I was either a dumper or a dumpee, or that we made a mutual decision to end the relationship. 3. I can now accept that being a dumper may not necessarily mean I should now remain feeling guilty. 4. I can now accept that being a dumpee may not necessarily mean I should feel rejected and unlovable. 5. I am aware of the difference in feelings and behavior between dumpers and dumpees. 6. I realize that both dumpers and dumpees feel emotional pain, even though it may differ in both timing and intensity. 7. I understand that in some areas I was a dumper, and in other areas I was a dumpee, since this is typical of most relationships.